And with us is Judy Grunberg. When we're going to do our version of the Ellen and Judy show.
Punch and
Judy show.
The Punch and Ellen show. Ellen show.
Should I just take a walk?
You're not.
We like you to intervene if you get off the track, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And that's unlikely to happen. Not on this show.
Well, we are in a railroad
town. We are a focused show.
That's right. And
I'm glad you said focused.
At 5 o'clock, this is pretty exciting because.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because it was touch and go there for a while whether Chris Moyer would be
Chris
here
Moyer?
At the time.
Who's
yes.
he?
He is one of the distillers of the Hudson Distillers.
You know what that means. You're looking forward to what he's going to bring with him.
Samples!
Oh, we have to have another fudge show, speaking of samples.
Oh, yes.
That's
speaking
but that's
of
a whole
samples.
Other
It is.
Oh, that's right. You bought fudge. Where's the fudge?
No, nobody reminded me. I actually.
Oh, we have to ask.
But I can't. Well,
don't
you
know?
This is about art and culture. It's not about chocolate. Oh, excuse me. Did I? Can you hear anything? Is this even on? Oh, there we go. Okay.
There you
go. I have no idea if I'm on because I can't hear anything. Okay. Am I supposed to hear my own voice? No.
Yes, you are.
I don't hear it.
We have to do a little adjustment, folks.
Okay.
You know. Enough
Maybe
with the razzle dazzle. Back to technical difficulties here.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't hear
hello?
That either. Testing. I don't hear a single thing. Maybe that's just
what
as
about,
well.
What about that button? What about that?
What?
I'm okay. Now I
can't hear
now
anything.
Now I'm not okay.
Maybe I'm just.
I was okay. Now I'm not. Hello. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. There,
stay
fine.
Tuned, folks. Stay tuned. We're not going anywhere. Hello, how about now? I don't hear a thing. Oh, now I hear something. Okay. That's a little better.
All right.
Those boys that were here before us, they play with all the equipment.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think it's a little better. Not perfect, but if you can.
Well, hey, come on. Life isn't perfect.
You're right. We've got exactly.
I mean, maybe over at PS21 everything goes swell, but.
I'm glad you mentioned PS21.
Oh, why, Ellen?
Because that's why Judy is here.
Oh.
It's not going to be the Judy and Ellen show. I misspoke.
Oh, sorry.
It's all about the opening of PS21 in Chatham, New York, a venerable institution that is how old,
Are
Judy?
We venerable yet? How old do you have to become venerable?
Well, you have to be good at the same time.
Oh, I
as
see.
Have a little age.
Okay, because we got a bit of age. We're entering our second decade.
You're kidding me. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're venerable.
We made it through the first
sure.
decade, which is an accomplishment, I think. Mm. So here we are, and here
Remind
we are.
Remind us, that is to say our listeners, who and what PS21 is.
All right. And it's not a public school, although we do have an educational component. It stands for Performance Spaces for the 21st Century.
Uh-huh.
And we hope we'll be around until we have to change our name to the 22nd Century. But not yet. We are a summer performance space under a tent, a beautiful saddle span tent, where the audience and the performers remain dry even in rainstorms, and in the midst of a lovely apple orchard 1 mile north of the village of Chatham, New York. So we're pretty accessible, even to Hudson folks.
Very accessible.
Very accessible.
Fact. And do you have plans to do to move out of the tent at a certain time?
We have plans. Yes, we do. We are hoping, and I got my fingers crossed, that by the time we open our 12th season, we will be in a brand new replacement building for the tent.
Right.
And people sometimes say, oh, no, but we love the tent. We love the tent. Well, we love the tent, too, but the tent is not always friendly to our audiences and to our artists and to our pocketbooks because we have to reinvent it every single year.
Mm.
And we'd like a place that we don't have that will just be there permanently. And the exciting thing about our new building is that we will be able to be open all year round in a small black box space, a 99-seat theater in the winter. So we
Great.
Don't have to completely close down. And in the summer, the space opens up and becomes a 300-seat lovely shell. We like to call it a shell. It looks a little bit like a turtle shell. Or a tortoise. A tortoise shell.
Oh, a tortoise
I shell. Like that, tortoise shell. Yes, but anyway, this season will be our 11th Under the Tent. And we have wonderful stuff in store. Why don't you ask me a few questions about it, and I could answer them.
Well, I'm sure Tom has questions, too.
Oh, I'm sure I do. Just give me time to think of them.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. So yeah. It's not, I should make clear, looking at your catalog, which is a full-color catalog, I might add.
Right.
You're not just, it's all kind of performance. It's music. It's dance. I see comedy.
Yes.
I see lots of dance.
Yes.
More dance.
Yes. Dance, and more dance. And do you see workshops for kids and workshops for adults? And do you see free movies on every Tuesday?
Where's that?
That's towards the end. Yes.
Ah, there we go.
Well, we love our movies because it's sort of like being in a drive-in, but better.
And, why? What makes it better?
Oh, well, better and worse.
Free food?
Okay. No, the food is not free. good point.
I'm just trying to figure out what would make
it
better and drive-in.
Oh, my God, right. Why is it better? Well, you're sort of with people. You're not stuck away in your car.
You're outside, but you're in a chair.
You're outside.
I mean, cool.
Yes,
you
well,
know.
We won't go there, but...
No.
Okay, who's this guy, Frank Farnham, and what's he doing introducing the movies?
Frank Farnham, for years, he is an adjunct professor of communications at FIT, that's the Fashion Institute in New York, and he... I guess he teaches all about movies, and he knows everything there is to know. About
everything?
Almost everything. And then, of course, you can find everything you need to know by just, you know, pushing a button and going on whatever. But we like occasionally to have an actual person there giving us a few anecdotes and little stories about what we're about to see. So,
and there's popcorn, right?
And we have, I don't think anyone will argue, we have on our, oh, Tom, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is the difference between arguably and unarguably?
Or inarguably. I would say.
Inarguably?
I think so. Oh, and okay. I would also say that arguably, it's a real lame word. Arguably,
right.
Because if you're going to say something's arguably this, just argue it. I'm quoting Gore Vidal, by the way.
Oh, I'm glad to know that. Good.
You know, it's a chicken word.
You mean he's the greatest, but instead of saying he's the greatest, he's arguably the greatest. Other people may argue otherwise.
Right. Right.
But if you say inarguably, means you can't argue.
You can't contest.
I mean,
it.
But anyway, what I would say, and I forgot where this started, of course, that our movie series not only is it every year wonderful and exciting every Tuesday, but every year now for the last, I would say, five seasons, we've had a thematic movie fest.
Mm-hmm. Is that a second movie festival?
And that is a whole week of films or six nights of films, consecutive nights of films on a given theme. I love themes because, you know, it helps people focus. So it's not like this sort of vague, random selection. And we've had themes of small town life, comedy, which of course is a slightly very broad theme, but anyway, comedy, I can't even remember some other. Anyway, this year it's going to be about architecture. Why, you may ask? Are you going to ask?
No.
Why is it about architecture, Judy?
Oh, good. Well, I thought you'd never ask. Well, you know, it's the subtitle is about. I was going to call it something else, but my staff decided no, we would have to call it constructed instead. So it's about buildings and those who design them. Well, it's because we are now building a building, and we have an excellent architect who has designed it for us, and we've been thinking a lot about spaces that people live in and, you know, work in and so on. And I think it's sort of time for people to concentrate on, you know, what it is. What is the space that we're living in? So we have a bunch of really fascinating
films. Two of the films will be introduced by the filmmakers.
Yes, indeed.
That's pretty exciting.
It is a nice thing. And actually, let's see, is that...
One is about the Bauhaus in America with Judith Perlman. By Judith Perlman.
Yes.
And another one about the making of the Getty Center in Los Angeles with Bob Eisenhart.
Right. As many people may know, Bob and his wife Bonnie. Doesn't that sound like Bob and his wife Bonnie?
Bob and Bonnie.
Bob and Bonnie.
What does it sound like?
I don't know, a movie or
Bob
and Bonnie and somebody and somebody, whatever. Actually has a summer, they have a summer place in Malden Bridge. And so he is sort of local. And he has been making films for quite a while, and this film was 10 years in the making. So it's kind of, it'll be interesting. And it's not all, the interesting thing about some of these documentaries is you have no idea when somebody sets out to make one, what he's going to end up with, you know, and where,
yes.
what side of the fence.
Well,
so
I've
to
seen
speak,
My Architect by Nicholas Kahn's son, yeah.
Isn't that a great
And of course, I've seen the two narrative films. I mean, you know, the fictional Metropolis and Playtime. And of course, Playtime's one of my all time favorites.
Oh, well, I'm so glad.
I Jacques Tati. Do you like Jacques Tati?
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, I'll lend it to you. I have an. Oh, no, wait, you have to
wait,
go to this.
You won't lend
Sorry,
it
you have to go to this.
No, we don't. Right. Well, you know what I was thinking? There were so many, and then we had to choose. Every year it's the same mm-hmm. thing. You know, we have to make a selection and narrow the field from possibly 20 or 30 really interesting films to, you know, a number. In fact, I sometimes have to fight with my staff because they say, oh, come on, five is enough. I say, no, because we have to have just one more. And I know it's very hard to get people to come out night after night, and so they'll just have to choose. But that's...
All screenings, by the way, begin at 8:30.
Yes.
So
Good
you wait
point.
Till it's dark, which
that
makes sense.
That is the problem.
The idea.
That's the problem. We're going to be very happy when we have a winter space and we can do like movies for kids and old cartoons from the 40s and stuff like that, which we can't now because you can, you know, if you can't keep your kid up till 10:30 at night, you know they're out of luck. Anyway, that's just about the movies, but we also have a bunch of workshops. And
well, before you go,
yeah,
you also have movies. In the tradition you always do, which is movies about song and dance.
Oh, right. The
Don't
movie
forget
Tuesdays.
Those.
Oh, I thought I...
Oh,
okay.
That's the
no.
movie Tuesdays.
That's the movie Tuesdays. And they've been... And our slogan, as you can see here in black and white... Oh, it's Lily brown and white?
Judy, remember your mic.
Oh,
there
remember my
go.
Mic. Yes. Hi, Mike. How are you? If it's Tuesday, it must be movie night. And we've been saying that for
that's
many
original.
Years.
Sorry.
And, yeah, right. We have a couple.
This could be the Tom and Judy show.
maybe it's Tom and Judy and Ellen.
It actually is more like a Punch and Judy, yeah.
Anyway, we have people who say at the end of the season, we don't know what to do with our Tuesdays anymore.
Mm.
So, right, well, we are starting out with, I think, one of the few Fred Astaire films we have not yet shown in our previous 10 years, and that's The Barclays of Broadway. Which is probably the last film that he made with Ginger, I think. I can't. It's too small to read my
yes.
print. And then a bunch of other. And then, oh, now here's an interesting thematic thing. We have the Pete Seeger, The Power of Song documentary. And during that same week, we have Vannevar Caravan coming up to do Turn, 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 which is their version of dance and music in celebration of Pete Seeger. So we're going to remember Pete Seeger for that period of time. And, of course, you may not know this, Ellen. I may not have told you this. Pete Seeger's brother was my geography teacher.
I didn't know that.
In, I believe it was middle school, which is how he got his brother Pete to come and sing at our assembly. And Pete couldn't have been more than 21 or 22 years old at the time.
Was he a communist also?
The brother, I have no idea. I don't think, I don't even know if Pete was a communist at that time. We were all communists. I was at a liberal school.
Okay. What, the liberal
school? That's a whole other school. I'm not even going to go there.
Judy, one thing I did want to ask is, you usually start the season with the Paul Grunberg Memorial Bach Concert. Is that happening this year also?
This year, it's slightly different. We thought we were going to open the season with that concert, but it turns out that we actually have a previous week. So we kind of have like a preview week, and then we have the Bach concert. But the first performance, which is June 25th, is an interesting, it's a new kind of circus. It's not really a kid's circus, and you know what? I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But we know the guy that is head of this organization because they came last summer and they did this amazing thing of climbing up a pole in the orchard and swinging down and doing stuff like that. And this is called, and this is going to be the result of work a residency at PS 21 this summer. They're going to be there starting in a few days for 3 weeks working on this piece, then tour it around the area, and then come back on June 25th to show our audience. And it's exciting. And yol, in case you don't know, means road or way in Turkish. And it's sort of a story of somebody finding their way and human beings and questioning their beliefs and all kinds of stuff like that, which we don't necessarily...
That's not yo, folks. It's
yol. Yol.
Y-O-L.
Y-O-L.
It's not yolo, you mean?
Yol. No. No, right.
Yolo.
No, it's not yo-ho, yo.
What's yol. That? Yolo. That's another thing the youth say.
I didn't know that. Tom hangs out with the youth, and he knows these things.
I see, he does. Well, you got to hang out.
YOLO.
You got to hang out with the youth, you know. YOLO. Yeah. Anyway, that's what this is, and it's actually...
you only live once. That's what it stands
for. It's Aaron Marquis, and he has a group called Marquis Productions, and they're going to start with that. But then, now, this year, I would say the Bach, the Paul Grunberg, and it's actually the 11th annual Paul Grunberg Memorial Bach Concert.
Oh, there it is.
Because we've had it ever since the very, very first year. This is going to be a little bit different. This group can play Bach, and they're wonderful, but they range far and wide from Bach, and it's very exciting for me. I've heard them before, and Jeremy Kittel, who's an amazing young violinist, plays Bach beautifully, but they also improvise on other things, and I thought, well, maybe it's time to sort of open this up, and you know, I think Bach would be happy. I mean, he'd be happy to know where these young guys were going with his, you know, being inspired by his music, so it's really not all Bach.
Do some improvisation?
They do improvisation, they do Celtic, they do jazz, they do... all kinds of different stuff, and they have a mandolin and a cello and a hammer dulcimer. They're just they're amazing young people and full of energy and excitement, and I love it when I mean, the great musicians of the past or of our generation or even of my children's generation have been playing, you know, classical music for a long time and love it and know it. But when you have this new generation coming up who are so inspired by the music of the past and see it somehow fresh, it's very, very exciting to me and I think to audiences. So we're so happy to have Jeremy Kittel's band.
And when is that going to be? What's the
July
date?
2nd, Saturday. July 2nd. So that's our official...
So the whole season opens at the end
of
June?
Well, it opens June 25th, actually.
Right, June 25th.
And
okay.
Actually, that afternoon, we're just doing the invitations now. We're inviting all our members to, like, an opening picnic in the afternoon in the orchard before this performance.
Well, we should make the point that you sell memberships, and does that allow you to get ticket discounts or anything?
Yes, it does. Absolutely does. If you are a member... you get discounts of on ticket prices. You get invited to events. You get to be the first to know about whatever it is there is to know, and get invited to this special picnic, which is actually going to be food and wine and champagne or whatever, and you get to have a beautiful picnic in the apple orchard. By that time, probably won't be any more apple blossoms, but there'll be beautiful new apple trees and, you know, the beautiful sight that we all love to wander about in, and we don't have time because we get there in time for performance and then we leave. So we try to encourage people to enjoy the site as much as they can when they do come up, because it's really beautiful.
So for this picnic, food is provided.
Food is provided.
You
no
don't
cost.
Have to bring a dish to share.
You do not. This is not any kind of a potluck. No.
Right. Ellen's asking that for my benefit.
Well, I have the world's best potato salad, so I know what I'm.
Well, save it for another occasion, because there will be.
So
there will be.
I want to ask you, who's this Nancy Rothman who seems to be in everything?
Oh, Nancy is amazing. Well, Nancy is a dear friend and a wonderful actress. Oh, okay. She happens to be local. She happens to live
right
in East Chatham, somewhere near there. Now, last year, we had a summer shtick, which we call
yes.
it, where Nancy...
That's how you spell shtick? I would have put a C in there.
You know what, Tom? Interesting. We looked this up, because when I first had the idea for the name, I did put a C in, mm-hmm. and then I was roundly... I Googled, and there's no C in shtick. Hmm. There is a C in
I know
it's
the
that other
word. Yeah, the
oh,
one
many
you don't
other
say.
Words. Yes, that's right. But not in shtick. And you know, it's good to. It's interesting to know that.
Okay.
That's definitely.
Oh, how would the C change the pronunciation?
Not really.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think so.
No, it doesn't. But
no.
I assume there was a C there as well. Interesting that you say that. But I was so happy to find out, you know, what the correct spelling
there
was. Because I am nothing if not an excellent speller. I'm almost obnoxious in my passion and pursuit of correct spelling.
And likewise, I am a lover of
And are you
Yiddish.
Likewise obnoxious?
No, I love Yiddish.
Oh, you do love Yiddish. I love Yiddish, too. I wish I'd had some relatives who had taught me Yiddish, mm-hmm. but I didn't think I knew. I don't think I had any
it's
relatives.
It's colorful.
Oh, yes, Ellen. That's what I expect you to say. Just like you think all Italians are brutal and violent.
You said it. I never said it.
There are so many topics here that we can go into during our next conversation. I can hardly
No, I'm
wait.
Just teasing Ellen
but
for
I
her waspishness.
But I do want you to know that this was such a smash hit last year, our summer shtick, that people
summer
implored
shtick.
Us. Because I don't know if you know Robert Zuckerman. He's a famous actor.
He's hilarious.
He is a great serious actor and a
is
great comic.
Is that him in drag
actor.
In your little
that
pamphlet?
That is him in drag. And he does a routine that is so amazing.
Okay.
He reads from... the Fern Lady's book that she writes about the ferns and the flowers and it's completely straight. He just reads from the book. He doesn't make it up, and it is unbelievably hilarious. And this year, and Nancy was in it last year, and she's going to be in again. Mm-hmm. They make songs. He does wonderful Gilbert and Sullivan patter songs.
Okay.
It's a real variety show. We were so begged, and then we decided we're going to do it on two nights because it's so much fun. It's really local, but it's. And this year there are not all these people. I don't know that Lily. Oh yes, Lily's going to be in it. So it's going to be actually Robert and something like four women, and then there's always a pianist. There's usually somebody who sings opera. I mean, it's quite a lot of fun. So you're right. But she is doing this thing about Molly Ivins, which apparently she has done elsewhere, and it's apparently a terrific thing taken from Molly Ivins' own writings.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all, and you know, the kick-ass wit of Molly Ivins, as you was, of course, our hero during the Bush period. And, I mean, she just, speaking, I have something to say here, and I know it's kind of like a little political, but she kind of spoke her mind. You know how people say, oh, Donald Trump always speaks his mind. And I'm like, well, excuse me, I don't think it's bad to speak your mind. It depends what kind of mind you have. Because I think Bernie Sanders speaks his mind as well.
Exactly.
And so did Molly Ivins. So what I'm saying here is that speaking your mind is not bad, assuming you have great things in your mind. If you have crap in your mind, speaking your mind is pathetic. So I'm sure I'm not allowed to say that on the radio.
Sure you can.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe, yes.
I'm sure you can.
So, you know how we always say so? Here is a group that's called So Percussion.
So.
And it has that little thing over the O, Tom, do you see that?
Yes.
You know, that's not easy to reproduce.
Long sign. Yes.
What is it called?
I mean, you call it a long sign, so you pronounce it as a long O.
Well, wouldn't you pronounce it as a long O anyway?
I know. That's why I don't understand why they need it.
There is an explanation for this, which I don't know what it is. But it is not easy to my font that I use does not have that as a glyph. So I had to make it up. I mean, certain fonts.
You would only need it for phonetics. I mean, that was the only reason to have that font.
Yes. Well, no. I mean, in some languages, what language is this with a thing on it?
Where do they come from?
It's not an umlaut. It's not a.
They come from New York. I don't know. I think they're just
trying to be clever.
I want to know why they make it so hard for us. Every single time this has to be written, and you have to find that thing, and you have to stick it over the O, or you have to find a font that contains that as a glyph, which Helvetica does.
Well,
but
we have a local saloon, a bar, whatever you want to call it these days, the name of which has a. Umlaut over there.
Oh, umlaut is a different thing. I want you to know that some people put...
I wasn't going to name it, Ellen, but since you seem to be so familiar with that watering hole...
But it's not. I've pronounced it incorrectly.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't really, you know.
Or something like
that. Well, you know that my name, occasionally people put an umlaut over my name.
Oh,
it doesn't
have
it. But I want you to know that out his wedding invitations, he had an umlaut on our name. So I said to him, Noah, we don't have an umlaut in Grunberg. How come you put an umlaut there? He said, I liked the way it looked.
Oh.
So there you are. You know?
It's classy.
It's
like putting a von in front of your name, you know?
Right, von or
Judy von Grunberg. That sounds very classy.
Right, exactly.
Judy von Grunberg.
Or what is it in Norwegian or in, it's in Russia, son of somebody, daughter of somebody,
Ovich.
He knows a lot of miscellaneous stuff.
Yeah, that's the story of my life, miscellaneous stuff.
Well, it's good, you know, Mr. Lanius, we call him. Okay, so wait, did we forget anything?
Mr. Lanius?
That's good, right?
Okay, so
well,
then you have a lot of dance. The Chase Brock experience.
Well, this is what Judy is known for, is her love of dance. Mm-hmm. And
oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
You do more dance than anyone else in this county.
I believe so. Our mission is, it's not only because I grew up loving dance, but because when we started the PS21, I felt that since dance is really the least of the performing arts that accessible to people, for the most part.
Right.
I mean, music is around us everywhere, even if we don't, if it's not good music or whatever. But we're used to listening to music. It's just, you know, part of our whatever. Thank you. And dance is just hard to come by. So we just decided that we would concentrate, and every year we've kind of gone into it in a slightly deeper way. And now, and for the last few years, we've grouped the dance together in August, and we're calling it a dance festival, which basically it is. And because we have a beautiful rehearsal space in the barn on the property with a sprung marley floor, dancers come several days ahead and work on their pieces in the barn. They love that, and then they stay in the big farmhouse across the way.
And then it seems they work a lot with people.
They work a lot.
They don't just do their own performances.
Exactly. Many of them, and we're getting them to do that more and more, invite members of the community in, and especially the teens and sometimes kids. And that's been exciting. And the other company that is new to us this year, Ryu Dance New York, has had, we've just had two sessions with them in the school at Ichabod Crane. It's actually all the sixth grade classes, which is something like four or five classes. And they've been making work on a piece that they're performing this summer, which is Bolero. I mean, using the Ravel's, is it Ravel? No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ravel's
mm-hmm.
Bolero. And the kids made their own dances to this music, and then they showed each other at the end of the day, and it was really wonderful. And we had our other...
That's like Ellen's favorite movie scene.
Movie 10. I think that's how people know that more than anything. Like they know Fur Elise because it's a ringtone or something. You know what I mean? I mean, people are learning.
You never saw it, Ellen? I thought that was your favorite scene in movies.
10?
It's where she's running
terrible.
Down the beach.
That piece of music is such a tour de force. Actually, it's so interesting. It was actually kind of an exercise for Ravel, you know, to see how long he could carry on this one theme and move it around the
pieces
of
the
orchestra.
Can you sing the theme? Can somebody sing the theme?
Oh my God.
Go ahead, Judy.
Oh God. I wish I had thought of this earlier.
Here we go. Keep talking and I'll find
Okay, he's going to find it. He's going to find it.
All right.
Anyway, this piece is one of the dances that they're going to be doing this summer, this company. And when they have, and they're going to be teaching a workshop in, when are they going to be teaching it? It's going to be the week that they're August 1st through August 5th, actually. And the dancers from their company are going to lead participants ages 8 to 14 in a week-long workshop. They're going to learn modern dance moves, create a dance, write a poem, illustrate with dance. And participants also, we have this great thing going on, they learn to cook simple, healthy meals, which they make their own, which they make for their lunch in the big house kitchen across the way. So it's kind of like a camp with a lunch that's made by the kids themselves. And we get, you know, ingredients from the local farms, and it's kind of a day of what can you call it? Adventure and culinary adventure. Okay, here we are.
Now you know it, Ellen, right?
We're transported to another country.
Oh, this is so cool. We have audio. Keep it. Backup. It should be on the background.
Yeah, no.
I love
yes,
that.
Yes, of course.
I love that. And the kids
I don't know.
Are wonderful. And it was actually... Oh, I love
yeah, it stirs people to action, Ellen, so be careful.
It does. But,
watch
you know,
out.
The dance is sort of wonderful because it keeps going, and after a while you get into this kind of, into this, what would we call it?
Frenzy?
No, it's, well, at the end a little bit, but it's
hypnotic.
Kind of like hypnotic, thank you.
Okay.
It's kind of a hypnotic
yes.
thing where you keep hearing it, sort of like Indian rock.
You'd sort of say it's sort of like a build-up and a release.
You could.
I'm just saying.
Such a guy kind of thing. Anyway, no, you know, it's a good point. It's a good point. And you'll see that the dancers this summer are doing this, and it's quite beautiful. They do, I've only seen a piece of them doing it. Anyway, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And what about for an hour? Well, not quite, but quite a long time. So what the kids in this workshop did is they took a section of the music, and one of the dancers from Ryu, there were three dancers teaching the kids, gave them, asked them for suggestions for kind of movements they could do, and they formed groups, and then they learned these movements and kind of that they themselves had worked out. And at the end of the day, and I actually took a video with my iPhone, so it's really not very good, just to show the different the differences among these three or four groups of kids, and the kids were transfixed. And these tough guys, you know, they were asking all these questions about, is it hard to become a dancer, and how hard do you have to work, and, you know, all this stuff. And it was great. And, you know, they're young enough so they didn't have a lot of preconceived notions, but old enough so that they could be attentive for that 40 minutes that they had to pay attention. And I, you know, we're going to try to do more and more of this every year, because my feeling is that this is what we need in our schools. You know, we need this kind
sure.
of thing as an alternative or in addition to what usually happens. So we're working on it. We actually had earlier this year, we had Jamal Jackson, who has been doing a workshop with us with his wonderful drummer, Frankie. Malloy IV, his name is. They do West African dance and drum workshop in the barn every summer. And we invited him to come up. He came into Chatham, and then also into Hudson with the Perfect Ten. I don't know if you had heard about that at the library.
Right.
And he worked on, he had Frankie as the music, as the drum music, and he worked with the kids on certain African moves. And he is a charming, wonderful teacher, Jamal. You know, we'll probably have his company back again in another year or so. But he comes up every summer and teaches a workshop. So, I mean, to us, I guess that's one of the more satisfying things is, you know, for just to get people involved so that they have a kind of a framework for all the other stuff that we
right,
do.
Right, they just come and
so,
not understand
Judy,
what's happening.
For those who aren't on your mailing list, and, you know, we have here the calendar that you've printed up, nice full color calendar. How could they? I can see they can go to www.ps21chatham.org.
Exactly.
And they can be sent one of these?
And they can be sent one.
And all the information's there as well?
They can be. But you know what? They don't have to be sent one. These are going to be all over the county in about a week.
Okay.
I mean, they can pick one up anywhere or in stores in Chatham and Hudson. They can go online to ps21chatham.org and see the entire season online as well.
And
so, but they can certainly, you know,
Your organization's phone number is 392-6121. And if you want to write them, you write to Box 364, Chatham, New York, 12037.
That's true.
And you're out there on Route 66, 1 mile north of Chatham, actually.
That is correct.
2980 Chatham.
And there are good restaurants in Chatham when you're,
are there?
When you're going
there
up there.
There are a bunch
are.
Of restaurants, yeah. There's
Name
always
them.
A place to...
The Blue Plate's pretty good.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. You don't
say anything.
Oh, you don't like the Blue Plate?
I can't. I'm not allowed to
conflict.
Say.
It's
okay.
A conflict.
It's a conflict.
Oh, you're an owner.
Yeah. But we don't, you know, I'm a different person when I'm the...
I didn't know that. You really are the owner?
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
No. Oh, no, quite a lot of the mogul, I didn't mention, though. Do we have a few more seconds? I just should mention the dance companies that are coming. Parsons Dance is coming for its 11th season. I don't have to say much. You know, enough said, as they say. And we have Dance Hagenbottom. That's amazing. Actually, on the cover of the brochure is a picture of John, who's a wonderful dancer. He's dancing with Dance Hagenbottom. And we love this because he's like this really tough guy and he's wearing this skirt. It's just wonderful. I love it. And then Chase Brock Experience, it is a Brooklyn-based dance company. And this guy, Chase Brock, actually did the, he does a lot of Broadway choreography. I think he did, Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm not sure you wanted to mention that.
I do want to mention that. Is that bad? Well, you know.
It crashed.
Not because of the choreography.
Well, okay.
Okay. Whoops. Okay. And then we do have Howard Fishman Quartet, actually. Okay. It's his band here.
And I see the really cool thing is lots of workshops and stuff for kids.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
All through the theater arts and workshop, as you said, the drum and dance. Those two companies will be working with children. And then there's what you call Just for Fun Fridays.
Yes, that is
free.
Yes, free. Free, and they're a great success, a great hit. In fact, we often have some of the summer camps bring their kids in a bus to hear them. Of course, the schools are closed by then, but we do have, I think it's the summer camp at Crelin that brings people. So these are all wonderful things. For example, the West African Dance and Drum, the kids that were doing that during the week actually perform at that performance for the other children. And there's nothing more inspiring to kids than seeing other kids doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they can say, well, hey, I could do that. You know, that's sort of the
thing. And I see we've left out just one event, and that is on Mondays in July. You have Summer Sings.
Oh yes, and this year we are doing something different from every year. We have a slightly different program. This year, David Smith, who is well known in the community as the founder and director of the Broad Street Chorale and Orchestra from Kinderhook, is doing three different sings, and I am encouraging people to come with a picnic. And this is a bring-your-own picnic. By the way, before the sings, to enjoy a picnic with their other chorus members in the orchard. And the first one, this is great, we're doing Handel Beyond the Messiah, because maybe those of us who have sung, and you have, I think.
Yes.
The Messiah year after year. There are a lot of great, great Handel choruses that are not in the Messiah, and that's what we're going to be doing. Then we're going to have an evening with Gilbert and Sullivan, which is going to be fun. Yeah. The ghosts of Gilbert and Sullivan, right. And we're going to have, look, and I like this, it's Pirates, Fairies, Gondoliers, What's Not to Love? And we're going to be singing choruses from Gilbert and Sullivan, which I think will be so much fun. There's only one operetta that I know practically by heart, and that's Iolanthe, but I love a lot of that. And I think that's going to be so cool. And we'll get some of the people from the chorus to maybe do some of the solo parts. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we have 5 centuries of part song. And you know what part song is? Actually, part song is a kind of song. As you can imagine, a song in parts.
Mm-hmm.
So, duh. And we're starting out with, say, madrigals and 17th century madrigals, and then moving forward to just now.
Who's conducting that?
That's David Smith.
He's doing all three of them, and that sounds great, Judy.
And it's the first time that he will have done something like this in the community. Usually, he has, he rehearses his own chorus, and they do wonderful. He's a really, really inspiring conductor of choral music. So, they do several concerts at the church, St. Paul's Church in Kinderhook, mm-hmm. during the year. So he kind of got excited about this idea, and I think it's so much fun to sing it out there in that space. So
with a big bunch of people.
With a big bunch of people. And you don't really have to be able to read music. I mean, it helps. But you always have somebody on one side of you
who knows it.
That's how I feel. It's like my sight reading is pretty terrible. But people, people do love to sing, and this is a variety enough, to be attractive to people, and teenagers and so on. So, we hope to have some young people. So does that cover everything? Oh, my gosh. I'd hate to think there was only one thing. We do have the Dance On My Alumni concert, which this year is actually going to be a performance in the evening rather than a workshop in the afternoon, because it's 25 years of Art Oh My. And as you know, PS21 likes to partner with other organizations in the area. I mean, many organizations in the area partner with each other, which is a good thing. And so
everybody seems to be having an anniversary this year.
Yes, that's right. 20, right.
You know, 20 is very popular.
20 is popular, yeah.
And there must have been a great burgeoning of creativity or the desire for more public events, or I don't know what, 20 years ago.
That's a good point. And then what about 50 years ago when I came to the county?
50 years ago, Alana,
right.
was rescued.
Alana, was that 50 years ago? Cool.
Right.
See, there you are.
1966, they signed it over.
Yeah, that's right, 66.
Well, how do I know that, Ellen?
65.
I would have no idea how you'd know that.
He's bones up. No.
My wife is very interested in that story.
Oh, yeah. good.
And also involved with that event. They're going to have events celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Oh, that's going to be very cool.
Yes, they're going to have a ribbon cutting or a signing or something.
They're going to recreate the signing. I don't know how exciting that. I mean, considering
the
everybody.
Signing
considering
of the
rock. You, oh, maybe I'm going to play Rockefeller.
I was going to say, maybe you could portray. You may have to bleach your hair.
Ooh.
Like, it sort of Donald Trumpish.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know. Anyway,
I say what's on my mind.
Right. So anyway, so this is going to be two alumni who have become, I guess, well known since they graduated from OMI. It's going to be Stephanie Miracle and Monsta Black, and they're each going to do breathtaking, multidisciplinary solo dance performances. And actually, I'm not quite sure what this is, but we have this picture in the brochure of somebody that looks like he's rolling. It's in a cloud. You notice that? I'm not quite sure what that is, but it's exciting. I think he's employing various images, and I think that's cotton because it's sort of from slavery time. That may be actually a cotton cloud as opposed to a cloud. Mm. So it's sort of nice looking back. They graduated in 2012 and 2011. So that's going to be the Dance Oh My Alumni concert. Or, excuse me, alumni concert. So that's, I mean, you guys, we more or less have covered the season. Except for dances for, of course I forgot. What? Naomi Goldberg is coming back for her maybe fifth year. Now, Ellen, please, you've got to take this class. This is Dances for a Variable Population. She does classes for adults who are dancers or not. She even works with people who have using walkers. I mean, she's so creative. And she has a group in New York, and she works with all kinds of adults and just gets them to move and feel free in their bodies. And she's wonderful, and she's coming up. And she works both at Camp Hill Ghent with a group of people there. And she works with us at PS21 at our barn. And it's very exciting.
Have you ever been a dancer, Judy, yourself?
I yes and no. I studied ballet for a number of years. And I always danced as a youth. I square dancing and contra dancing. And now when I get a chance, I do English country, which I love.
I do line dancing, Ellen.
You do?
Do you really?
Line dancing, a little Macarena, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's good, too.
The lambada. I do the lambada.
Oh, you do.
Wow.
No kidding. Well, I like swing dancing, but we don't have
I do some flash dancing, too. You know that one?
Whoa.
I'd like to
pour water on you.
I'd like to I just feel like we all need to, if everybody danced more and, you know, fought less, it would be, you know, if they started, you know, communicating in that way. So, you know, that's the mission. The mission is to get people to
Well, that's a
to
beautiful
move.
Vision to end with.
Well, Judy.
People, everybody dancing together.
You know, as usual, you've put together a spectacular season. And I think this sounds like even better.
Thank you. Well, you know what? Every year I say that. I say this is the best season ever. So maybe it is. You know, I feel like it is. I keep saying.
Would you tell us if it wasn't?
Probably not. But, you know, we do our best every year, and we keep dreaming,
yes, that's important.
We're already thinking about next year. It's sort of pathetic, you know. We're so poor. But anyway, we just keep on going, you know, because I figure sooner or later, every year people sort of realize that we're there. A few more people realize that. It's not like we're hidden. I mean, we're right there on the main drag. You just have to drive up the road a little.
Yep.
And if you go up the road anytime, you can see the beginning of the construction.
Oh.
Because it's there.
When does it start? It started already?
The construction has started. It started in the fall. We had a groundbreaking. Don't you remember? We were all in the paper with the shovels, with the things. Yeah, I think you remember that. It doesn't matter.
That reminds me quickly that about the groundbreaking of the ADI, American Dance Institute Lumberyard facility.
Were we there last week? You were, right?
I was there. I didn't see you.
Did I see you? I was in the evening. I came in the evening.
Oh, I see.
But you were there in the afternoon.
But I thought of you because it's this big emphasis suddenly on dance in Catskill.
Yes, it's very interesting. They are doing something that's very exciting. Of course, they have a lot of underwriting at the moment.
Right.
They are working on the finished part of the
right.
dance production, we're sort of working on the beginning. So it's a very nice synergy. Is that the word?
Sure.
What's that word?
Why not?
Tom, what's
that
the word?
Sounds good to me. Synergy.
There's another word. But we're trying to work together. There's a bunch of people who are in the dance community here. The University at Albany, there's the Catskill Mountain Foundation, there are a bunch of different ones who are presenting.
Well, the crowd is clapping for you right now.
Okay, thank you.
So we got to go because we got to do the news in a couple minutes.
Thank you. Oh, okay, the news.
Thanks for coming in. Once again, Judy Grunberg, and we're talking about PS21, the performance space for the 21st century.
In
Chatham, New York. www.ps21chatham.org. 518-392-6121 out there on Route 66. Thank you, Judy, for coming in.
Thank you, Tom and Ellen, for inviting me. It was a pleasure, as always.
We'll talk to you soon.